At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to this conference call with CompuGroup. This is Christian Teig speaking from Koblenz. Today, we are going to revisit some slides that we presented more than a year ago at the Medica conference in Düsseldorf. Then we discussed, say, the coming potential telematic infrastructure in Germany. Today, we are a happy company because we have, together with partners, been awarded one of the regional pilots to put this concept into practice here in Germany. I will be going through some of the facts about this tender award, what this is all about, and hopefully describe clearly what this could mean for us. Then towards the end, I presume that we will do this in between 5 and 10 minutes, the presentation. And then towards the end, we can have some questions and answers that you may have. And the presentation is available on our website to be downloaded, and I will start going through the slides now. Starting on page 2, here we see the image, the virtual image of this coming infrastructure in Germany. It is essentially all about tying all participants in healthcare in Germany together. This counts almost 200,000 doctor's offices, including the dentists, more than 20,000 pharmacies, 2,000 hospitals plus 200 large health insurance companies, and of course every single one of the 80 million people living in Germany. So it is a very significant and very ambitious infrastructure now about to be realized in Germany. And following the red circle, we move to slide 3. Very important, this whole infrastructure is based on the electronic health card. This concept has been around in Germany for more than 10 years. This card is the key to get inside the network. Your role, your information, your privileges, your obligations, whether you are a doctor, a pharmacist, a hospital manager, or just a normal citizen, all of that is decided by your 100% secure electronic health card. It is the key to get inside the network, and it will as such become one of the key components to access the information and for everyone to improve on the quality and efficiency of care in Germany. Slide number 4, who is behind all of this? The company has an abbreviation, or it's called Gematik. It is essentially a company owned by the main stakeholders in healthcare in Germany. That means on the provider side, on the insurance side, and the Federal Ministry of Health. And they have been mandated with the task of providing this infrastructure and also to go live with some of the first services that will be running inside the infrastructure. So that is the Gematik. If we then move on to slide number 5, some of the process steps which has brought us to today's date. Basically, it's been a 2-year process. Most of last year was spent to pre-qualify and to write out the technical specifications for the tender. We had our Medica presentation last year in November, and at that point we were officially bidding for the regional pilot contracts. Then moving on to slide number 6, we are today 1 year later. and the winners were announced today. Two regional pilots, one in the south, one by T-Systems, and one in the north, northwest, one with the consortium of us, Booz, and a technology company called Kuku. This northwest region are the three Bundesländer, or the three regions of Schleswig-Holstein, North Rhine-Westphalen, and Rhineland-Pfalz, which is very close to our headquarter and main operation center here in Koblenz. Moving then on to slide 7, first of all, the consortium. So our partner Booz is responsible for managing the project and will interface mainly with Gematik as the customer. We as CompuGroup will be responsible for everything on the provider side, and KuConnector will deliver the key technology hardware components. In terms of size, Booz and Kuku have their own, say, contract values for what goes to CompuGroup. It is in the range of 14 to 22 million, depending on some options. Most of these deliveries will be done next year and in 2015. Moving to page 8, what exactly will we deliver? So each pilot region is all about equipping 500 health providers with a prototype and a fully running telematics infrastructure. So providers are predominantly office-based doctors, but also dentists and hospitals. There will be software delivered in this, which will interface with the electronic health card and the digital signature applications. Of course, the secure lines and the online access, all of that comes, say, straight from the part spin of CompuGroup. And then in terms of subcontractors, we have the card terminals from multiple suppliers to be tested out, and also, say, non-CGM medical information systems that are also a requirement, a multi-vendor portfolio, a requirement to be delivered into each pilot. So very relevant products and services that we will bring into the project. Of course, a lot of experience from our side to do these type of installations, trainings, and change programs at the provider side. So we certainly feel ready for this task. 500 provider sites is not a great deal if you compare that to more than 200,000 in the nation of Germany. If we move to slide 9, we see this as a long-term initiative. We will certainly do everything we can to make the regional pilots truly successful, particularly here in the Northwest, because this will then pave the way for a full rollout in Germany and the opportunity on our side to basically supply the online connection according to this infrastructure to every single one of our current customers. And people who we work with, be it Kuku or Booz and others, of course, will benefit if we can make the pilots a success and that we can move into a nationwide rollout here in Germany. That would be, say, business only getting the infrastructure in place. What is truly exciting is, of course, that once this is in place, we have the arena we need to provide all the services that we can on top of our software and software maintenance today. I know for many of you, we have spoken about how we have extended our business model in countries like Denmark, Norway, and Scandinavia in particular, how this is moving ahead in the US, how we've in Austria been part of such developments, in France and Italy. Actually, the only place where this has been, say, waiting for the starting gun for this infrastructure is in Germany. And I think that is a real takeaway for everyone listening in tonight, that as of today, Germany has joined the ranks of all modern healthcare economies, moving to a secure, closed network, tying all participants in healthcare together and enabling a much higher quality and a much higher efficiency of care, and also, of course, providing exciting new opportunities for companies like us and others who work in the healthcare IT space. So that concludes the prepared presentation. We are now on slide 11. If you would like to post some questions, we will answer them to the best of our ability. Then please press star 1 on your telephone and you will be queued up for this.
Yes, hi Christian, this is Hendrik speaking from HSBC. Two questions, if I may. Firstly, could you briefly line out which resources you will require to for this pilot project, whether you will have to add some new people to CompuGroup or whether this will just be run out of the current business? And then second question would be, I know it's early stage, but do you have any ballpark number in about what a potential add-on charge could be for equipping a doctor with a EGK compliant version? That would be great.
So question number one, resources. Yes, we will add people. Basically, this will go into our doctor software business predominantly and our ISP business in Germany. Some of it is, of course, say, off-the-shelf or adapted parts that we already have, but we are going to put resources into this to ensure that in the region of the Northwest, this will be a smashing success, and that we get a full and solid proof of concept for a full rollout. Again, how many and exactly how that calculation falls out will be, of course, planned now in detail, but the starting gun is right now, and again, we will put more resources into it than what we currently have. Hopefully still we can do a decent business also in the pilots, but I want to emphasize that we haven't joined this just to do the pilots. This is not a short-term opportunity for us. It is the full nationwide rollout and all the, say, additional opportunities that triggers us to go into this. And the ballpark figure as to once the pilots have been concluded, what will be the, say, per node hookup charge? First of all, I think there will be significant differences from, say, hospitals, which will have both a central, say, site infrastructure and then down to point of care locations. So that's probably going to be quite complex. And then to a single doctor's office, which will be an encryption router, a card terminal, and the necessary software installation and training. If I was to just ballpark it, as you say, and I think nobody should take this other than some, I would say, loud out thinking. If you take normal costs, say, for a card terminal and an advanced router with, I would say, above and beyond capabilities of the normal household router, add some installation charges, I would probably ballpark that to maybe 2,000-3,000 euros per node. And again, whether that is the truth, nobody will know, but probably we will get closer to this in the coming year.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Christian. It's Gunnar here from Berenberg. Good afternoon. I've got also a couple of questions. Just to clarify, it's mentioned in your talker statement that basically the project will run till 2017. In your presentation, you mentioned the full rollout is already expected for 2016. Maybe you could clarify on that. Then the 22 million, roughly, what do you kind of expect in terms of from this pilot? in terms of modeling, would you allocate it kind of half-half to 2014 and 2015? And you mentioned before, obviously, you have to hire more people to run this pilot. So it is fair to assume that probably the margin on this 22 million will be below your current group margin. And then finally, basically, you mentioned already this ballpark figure, 2,000 to 3,000 per doctor. But this was probably then the entire revenue stream, but including hardware. So your part of this would be probably smaller, around 1,000 or so, I would assume. Thank you.
Okay, so formally, I mean, the contract we enter goes until the end of 2017, but the bulk of the work and the delivery and also the revenue to be allocated will be 2014-2015. An order of magnitude in terms of modeling from whatever you have from before, I would, as of today, add 10 per year revenue-wise. Meaning 10-2014, 10-2015.
Mm-hmm.
The most neutral assumption I would recommend to use is to apply the same group level margin to this pilot project, as you already have. I'll not change this. Today there's no reason to believe that it should be accretive or dilutive on margins. But we want to emphasize that we are into this to make it a smashing success, and that it is not all margin. We have to work hard and will work hard for this project. And you are right, the ballpark figure 2 to 3, I for me that's more like per node or per simple node, whether it's 1 or 2 or 3 doctors. I would say half of that would be the hardware components, third-party components, and the other half would be software and services.
So basically this 2 to 3 and half of it, that would be per doctor office?
Yes.
If you just break it out for doctor and exclude hospitals, yeah, or whatever.
So in the presentation we kind of referred to these, to the nodes, so we say 300 health insurance companies, I'm pretty sure they will pay more.
Yeah.
2,000, yeah, they will pay more. 21,000 pharmacies. Depends on the size, and of course doctor's offices depends also a little bit on the size.
Okay.
But many of these, say, options on how it will work, particularly on the larger units, which will be quite complex also within the unit, is part of what will be tested now in these pilots.
And I also understand this is kind of a best outcome for you, rather this consortium than the other one, with IBM, because your share will be higher, as I understand it correctly. And what is going to happen then, assuming this, the government will go ahead and will introduce then the electronic card, would we kind of, you know, a new tender then, or will we just simply roll it out? And I mean, T-System is doing the same then in a different region, so how is it going to be then sorted later on?
This is truly and honestly a question you have to post to the Gematik. And I'm pretty sure that they will keep all options open pending the outcomes of the pilots. If you look outside Germany, you have a model, for example, in Norway where it has been tendered out, where one winner takes all, to Denmark where a standard has been put in place and anyone can compete for that business. And I guess in Sweden with a regional structure, something in between. So, and again, I think as of today, to my knowledge, the Gematik has not decided on how they would like to structure that phase. And I am pretty sure it will also depend on how the pilots play out.
Right. Thank you very much, Christian.
Yep. You're welcome.
Yeah, it's Lars from Hagen Offer. That's just follow up on the last questions regarding page 10 and regarding page 9. To what amount of doctor offices will this be then finally could be rolled out in 2016 follow on? Will it be roughly the 60 to 70,000 on page 9, or will it be roughly 205,000 on page 10? Just to clarify that. Thanks.
The way we see it, a nationwide means every single office, which means page 10. The other page is only those who are currently customers of CompuGroup. So page 10 is the relevant total, say, market potential or size for the nationwide rollout. Another question, which is, of course, will this be mandatory, as it is in many countries? Also an open question. What will be the economic, say, structure, providers versus payers versus other stakeholders? I mean, there are many things which need to be decided and clarified. But I think from our side, it's crystal clear that this is exactly how you should do it. And once that has been established, it should apply in the long run for every. If you want to be a provider and be part of healthcare in Germany, you will be part of this network. It's not going to be optional. The timeline for that and exactly how that plays out again is something that will be decided over, I think, many years ahead of us. Again, I think with smashing successes, let's hope that we make that happen and also Telecom makes that happen in the South. You know, then there is a blueprint. And then, yeah, we can move fast together with other players here in Germany and make it happen in the foreseeable future. But again, there are many other stakeholders that will, in a sense, pace how fast this will run.
Hello, it's Andreas Wolf from Warburg Research. I have a question regarding whether there are any incentives for the doctors and the healthcare providers to, in order to participate in this project. I know that in the past doctors were kind of reluctant to install any kind of connectivity devices. And the second is on T-Systems. They probably have to connect to the healthcare provider as well. Probably there the doctor will need an incentive as well. Or is it all your software? Is it other provider software as well? How does it work in your region? Is it your software where you can simply link to your existing solution, or will you have to link to other providers as well? Thank you.
So, question one, incentives for doctors. The answer is yes. However, this has been left up to the bidders on how we want to structure this, and we have made certain assumptions based on our experience on how holistically we can incentivize doctors, and we are confident that we have a sufficient network to bring in 500 into our pilot region. I guess this is to the second question. So if you read the press release from T-Systems, you will see that they have listed their, say, cooperating partners. We are not part of that, so they have based their provider network on other suppliers of medical information systems. There are some rules of, say, a minimum number of different systems from different providers. So also for us, we have, say, non-CGM software solutions as part of our offering, and they will act as subcontractors to us. Whether we will end up actually sharing and cooperating with T-Systems, I see no reason why not, as I think we have a very strong joint interest in making these pilots succeed. There is, of course, some competitive element as well, not just in the bidding phase. But at the end of the day, we have to bring 500 providers in using our network and the right incentives. So does Telecom. Probably their mix will be very different to ours, given that we will put as high emphasis as we can on our own systems. That's also how we can control the outcomes to the highest extent. But at the end of the day, I guess that's one of the challenges of the pilots is, over this, say, P period to bring in 500 providers.
Okay, thank you.
That appears to be the last question, so thank you everyone for your interest. Again, it is a day that we truly celebrate here in CompuGroup, and I see now that there is one more question coming in. Please.
Sorry, Christian, to bother you again. Could we just, so basically at the end, the kind of, you know, ideal outcome would be obviously that Germany in terms of revenues would merge closer to Denmark. Could you remind me, what is now at the moment your average fees you generate per duct in Denmark compared to Germany?
Yeah, so keep in mind Denmark started on a very pragmatic level in the 90s with a similar infrastructure. And today we generate close to 5,000 euros per physician in Denmark, about one third software business model, software maintenance, one third e-prescriptions, e-lab orders, and other networking services within, say, the Danish infrastructure. And then the final third is basically the hosted delivery and the IT services related to bringing software as a service into hosting centers. And of course, here in Germany, it is exclusively the one third today, which is we are today on software maintenance only, about 1,100 euros per physician per year. And of course, the perspectives of transitioning this into the Danish model is quite compelling for us. This is clear.
Well, at least it's a goal. Thank you very much and congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Then we are finished. And again, thank you so much for listening in and have a good rest of the day. Goodbye.